Well, good morning. Welcome to 40 Days of Purpose. I'm very pleased to be here, and it's great that you can all be here as well. We're going to investigate together over the next 40 days why we're alive and what that might mean. And if you'd like to follow a brief outline, you'll find it on page 3 of Contact. I want to start this morning by asking the question that everyone asks at some stage, why am I alive? That's not a new question. It was asked thousands of years ago. And in part of the Bible called the Old Testament, one of the Old Testament prophets, Jeremiah, asks, why did I ever come out of the womb? And he wonders if he was born just to see trouble and sorrow. There'll be days when you might feel like that too. My life is just a long litany of trouble and sorrow. Why am I alive? It's not surprising in a country like Australia, which has, you know, high rates of drug abuse and alcohol abuse, gambling addiction, suicide, domestic violence and other social problems. It's not surprising because a lot of people don't know why they're alive. They don't really have a very positive view of the future. Carl Jung, the famous psychiatrist, said, "I don't know the meaning of life, but it looks as if something were meant by it." People paid him to advise them. Many people spend their life trying to achieve, trying to win, trying to succeed, and trying to build. And yet when you read some of the stories of the biggest achievers, they are still dissatisfied with what they achieve or build. Many people find it difficult to find a deeper meaning to their life than just their achievements. And that's what we're going to be exploring over the coming week. So it's great that you're here on day one. So why are we alive? Why are we on this planet? The simple but profound answer to this question is that we're only alive because God created us. You're not here just because of your mother and father. You're not here because you're just the end product of some evolutionary process. You are primarily here because God, the creator of everything, wanted you alive. Now, you might find that hard to believe. You might find that you're not sure if there is a God, let alone that God made you. But that's where we're starting today in answering the question, why am I here on earth? With the belief that there is a God who made us and that he put us here for some reason that he wants us here for. And until we understand that God made us and that we were put on earth for his purposes, life won't make a lot of sense. Now, the Bible starts with the phrase, in the beginning, God created. And he created a world that was, well, first of all, he created a world. And then that world was so finely tuned for life that he could put human beings in this world and we could flourish. And we were put here for his pleasure and for his purposes. Fundamentally, therefore, we are alive because God in his wisdom decided to create human beings. And you just have to look around the world and around the room this morning and you think, I don't know if I was God, whether I would have done that. I mean, a pretty motley lot sitting here this morning. But God made you and he knew what he was doing. So in different parts of the Bible, we read, say, in the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, you alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens and all their starry host, the earth and all that's on it, the seas and all that's in them. You give life to everything. Then in Acts 17:24 in the New Testament, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. So let me say again, it doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter when you were born. It doesn't even matter what the intentions of your mother and father were. All that matters is that you're here today alive because God wanted you alive. And the obvious question you might ask is, why did God bother? The answer to that will take me a second to say and the rest of my life to reflect on. God made me to love me. God made you to love you. Now, if you don't get anything else as we start this, that's the most important thing. You might not love yourself, but that's a different story. The Bible says God made you in order to love you. He didn't need you. He wasn't lonely, but he made you in order to love you. So let me summarize. Why am I alive? I'm alive because God made me so that he could love you. Now, each of you here today is unique. Some of you are more unique than others. You know that's bad English, don't you? But God loves your uniqueness. He loves you as you are. And once you know that, you will be able to live life with great hope and great optimism. Let's turn to the second question. Does my life matter? The prophet Isaiah, back in the Old Testament, understood this question. At one stage, bemoaning his lot, he says this. He says, I've labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. What a way to end your day or end your life, feeling like you've absolutely done nothing worthwhile, achieved nothing, it's been all to no purpose. Maybe you feel like that occasionally at the end of a hard day or a hard week. Well, you don't want to go through your whole life feeling like that, do you? God actually says your life does matter. It is worth something. It's worth a lot. And he has a perspective on your life much longer than you do. He sees before you are born, and he will see after you die. Let me explain that. Let's look at one of the Psalms in the Old Testament called Psalm 139. There are a few verses that will come up on the screen there, but let me just point out a few phrases from those verses. It says there, the person who wrote this psalm, this lovely poem, that God created my inmost being. God actually made me. Then when I was woven together by God in the depths of the earth, God's eyes saw my unformed body. He's talking about here, before I was even born, God knew me. And then the last bit there, all the days ordained for me were written in God's book before one of them came to be. In other words, God had seen me before I was even born, knew what my days would be, knew me intimately before I was even birthed into the world. And now I find it personally extraordinary to think about that. My own personal memories only go back to about sort of 2, 3, 4 year old. So I can remember riding a little tricycle. I can remember falling down some stairs, and then it sort of goes blank for a little while until I got bonked on the head by my prep teacher. You know, I was being naughty. I can't get past those early memories. And so to think that God actually knew me before those memories is actually extraordinary. And now as a grown man and as a Christian, I know that God has promised that I will spend eternity with him. The reason I know that is because of the resurrection of Jesus. When Jesus is raised from the dead, it says to me, death is not the end. And that everyone who puts their faith in Jesus has a hope that there will be something after death. And we know that as heaven or eternity. Consider 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul is writing to some early Christians. He says, now we know that if the earthly tent we live in, that's this body, when this is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not made by human hands. So Paul is saying there, we have an eternal house in heaven, an eternal heavenly home. And yes, there will come a time when this frail-looking body will just stop. But I won't stop. This person that God knew even before I was born will actually go and spend eternity in that heavenly home that God himself has created. That's how much I matter to God. One of the biggest ways you can waste your life is thinking that here and now is all there is to it. That would just be a complete waste. Each of us, if we're doing well, if all our organs function, if we don't get struck down by anything horrible, we'll spend 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years on this earth. That's only a drop in the bucket to what we will spend in eternity. And here's the point. Life, therefore, this here and now, is a preparation for eternity. This is the warm-up. This is like the kindergarten or the dress rehearsal, the practice match. Life is a preparation for eternity. And in the next 40 days, we're going to think about how to prepare, because here and now is not all there is. Psalm 33 says, "The plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations." Does my life matter? Absolutely. God says he has his eyes on me even before I was born, and that he wants to spend eternity with me. So let me review those first two questions. Why am I alive? I'm alive because God made me to love me. That's why I'm alive. That's why you're alive. It takes a second to say, it will take the rest of your life to reflect on. Does your life matter? Oh, yes. God says you matter so much that I want to spend eternity with you. I've made a heavenly home for you. Don't miss it. The third question then is, well, what's my purpose here and now? What am I supposed to do? And that's what we're going to spend the next 40 days thinking about. It won't be the same for each of us. The influential atheist philosopher of last century, Bertrand Russell, said, "Unless you assume the existence of God, the question of life's meaning and purpose is irrelevant." And that's quite true, isn't it? Logically. The Bible itself knows this question. The writer of Ecclesiastes says that in his opinion, life at times seems meaningless, a chasing after the wind. And you will know that feeling yourself sometimes, where it just feels like life is elusive, transitory, superficial. Nothing of any value seems to be there. And life can be very unsatisfying and purposeless at times. But the Bible then says that there is a God, and that he made us for his purposes, and that the only way we're going to know what those purposes are is to look to him. Now, let's play a little game here. I went to school before show and tell was fashionable, so I missed out on show and tell. I don't know if you guys got show and tell. I used to watch my kids going to school and feeling quite envious of all the interesting things they could take to school to talk about. So let me show you something. Who knows what that is? You don't have to shout out, but just have a look at what that is. And I'll construct it. So it's got a handle, and it's got a sort of bit at the bottom that's like that. That's what you core a pineapple with. Every household needs one of those. And it takes a bit of strength. You cut off the top of the pineapple and you really sort of push down, down, down very, very hard. And then this bit here sort of slices the pineapple as it goes down. It's a bit messy, and then you pull it up and out comes the pineapple and leaves that horrible hard core. I recommend you get one of those. Now, this is an easier question. Who knows what those are? Tweezers, that's right, and you use those for pulling out unwanted hairs, and you use them for pulling out splinters, don't you? Now, here's the point. If you don't know what something is for, you'll probably misuse it. How many blokes here have misused power tools? So if I took my pineapple corer and tried to take out the splinter out of your foot, or tried to take the unwanted hair from your eyebrows or anywhere else, it wouldn't work, would it? So So the only way you're going to know what's the purpose of something is either to talk to the manufacturer or read the instruction manual. You're never going to learn about it unless you know, you're never going to use it properly unless you do one of those two things. Now, the same is with life. You're never going to learn about the purpose of life by looking to the philosophers or the self-fulfillment manuals. At best, they will only give you partial answers. You won't find the purpose of life by looking inside yourself because you're not the manufacturer of life. You didn't create life. You have to talk to the maker of life and read the instruction manual. It's the only way you'll ever know what your life is for. Now, if you want to understand the meaning of life, then you have to start by getting to know God. God is the maker of life, and he wrote the manual for life. It all starts with God. Look at this verse from the New Testament. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created by him and for him. So he made it all. So you've got to go to him to find out, what do I do with this thing called life? You can't go anywhere else. And the more you get to know God, the more you're going to understand what your life is for. Now, this could take the rest of your life, but how about we just start with 40 days? Let's just keep it manageable. Would you please take up contact again and look to the back of contact? You'll notice what I've written there is a 40 days of purpose commitment. We're all helped by making formal commitments. It sort of locks us in and makes us concentrate and really gets us focused. Now, I'm not going to ask you to return these. These commitments are between you and God, and it's a commitment to your own spiritual growth. Let me read it a little bit with you. Believing that God created me for his purposes and that the best use of my life is to fulfill those purposes, I commit the next 40 days to better understanding God's 5 purposes for me. I will participate in a 40 days of purpose small group. Now, if you're not in one, it's not too late. You can still sign up today. If you're a teenager or have a teenage child or you know a teenager, then they're going to participate on Friday nights in the plugged-in small groups, and you can speak to our youth minister, Kieran, about those. If you're here and you think, I better not sign up because I'm going to be away on business or going to miss something because I've got a family occasion, don't let that stop you. Still sign up, come to what you can, and you may be able to find another group for that week that you're missing on your group's night or something like that. We don't want anyone to miss out. Secondly, I will read each day's chapter from the Purpose Driven Life book. Now, we'll give you this book. We'll ask for donations to help pay for these things, but we'll give them to you. You read about 3 or 4 pages a day. It takes about 15 minutes, and we start today. Now, as I said earlier, try not to read ahead. Try and just let that one chapter per day percolate in you. There'll be many things that you think about as you read, and just give it time. I'd also suggest that if you can, find someone else to sort of partner up with so that during the week you can phone them up and say, what did you think about that chapter yesterday? Or, you know, I've thought about this. And it'll just help your enjoyment of reading to talk about it with someone else. And it may be that in your small groups, you might talk about some of the things you're reading as well. And then the third one there is, I'll do my best to hear all 7 messages over the next 7 weeks. I'll be preaching each Sunday, God willing, and each Sunday I will focus on the topic that you will then be reading about in the purpose-driven life and you'll be studying in your small groups. So each Sunday will sort of set you up for the coming week. So it'll be great if you can come each Sunday. Now, what I'd like you to do is to tick each of those boxes and sign it as a commitment to your own spiritual growth, and then keep this at home with you to remind you that you've made this commitment to God for your own sake, for your own spiritual growth. Now, I realize that today there are people in all sorts of different stages of their spiritual journey, and that's okay. We're all in this together. None of us is perfect, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Some of you here today are not even sure if you believe in God and all my stuff about God creating us, you're not even sure about that yet. But if you've got the intellectual honesty to explore, we say, welcome aboard. We'll try and help you as best we can, and we're not scared of people who disagree with us. You're welcome to be here and ask your questions, and we'll try and do the best we can to answer those. Some of you here today are new believers. You've become Christians only quite recently. And I'm really excited for you because this next 40 days will give you a really good start in the Christian life. And it will be a really profound beginning to your Christian life. Some of you are battlers. You find you're just sort of holding on to God at times. Life and faith is a bit of a struggle. Well, this next 40 days will be time to strengthen you, to give you encouragement and hopefully build you up. And some of you here today are strong believers, and you're going to go deeper with God and be challenged to think again about what you're doing with your life. And also you're going to bring other people with you, and that's going to be a great encouragement to you. So please do sign this commitment to grow spiritually. Don't sit on the fence. Don't be an observer. Don't miss this opportunity. Make the most of this opportunity, as Paul says in Ephesians. And I don't want anyone here to waste their lives. Now, to encourage you, my last bit of show and tell, to encourage you, we're going to give you a little gift today. It's a memory verse key tag. And each week, we're going to give you one little verse that you will add to this key tag that you will try and then just remember to help you get a little bit of God's perspective inside you. And so that you can remember things and quote things to yourself. You won't even need a Bible because it'll be inside you. So the one we're going to give you today says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That's a bit about why we're alive, created by God to do good. Ephesians 2, chapter 10, and you can get that as you leave today. Please come back next Sunday when I will talk about the first purpose that God has made us for. This has just been a big introduction to encourage you to participate. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to finish by singing a couple of songs, and then you can go out and you can sign up or buy your breakfast tickets or meet people if you're new and talk about other things, pray together and enjoy some morning tea. Let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for making us and loving us and putting us in this world. Thank you for bringing each person here today. Thank you that because of Jesus, we have hope of spending eternity with you. Thank you that our lives matter. Please help us to know what you want us to do with our lives as a worthy response to your life and to what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Please bless St. Alfred's and all those who participate over the next 40 days as we learn more about you and about each other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.